Welcome. Today we're wandering through Seville, Spain, a city of shaded courtyards, ceramic tiles, river light, and streets that reward taking your time. This is a relaxed 3-day approach, built around looking closely, eating well, and leaving room to get pleasantly lost. Rather than racing between landmarks, think of Seville as a sequence of pauses. A palace garden, a narrow lane, a cool bar at lunchtime, then an evening walk when the heat loosens its grip. That rhythm is the real itinerary. First impressions arrive overhead. Ornate balconies, orange trees, and pale facades catch the sun, while glimpses of patterned tile appear at doorways and courtyards. Seville's Moorish architectural legacy is not confined to one monument. It shapes the city's visual language. Walk early or later in the day and notice how the atmosphere changes. Mornings feel hushed behind shutters. By evening, plazas and pavements fill with conversation. It can be tempting to tick off sights quickly, but the pleasure here often lies between them. Begin with the Rio Alcazar, where gardens, water, carved plasterwork, and geometric detail invite a slower gaze. Give yourself time to look beyond the headline rooms. A tiled wall, a reflected arch, or a quiet garden path can be the memory that stays with you. Nearby, Seville Cathedral and the Giralda create a powerful contrast of scale. The Giralda began as a minaret, and that history helps explain why this part of the city feels so layered. Look up, then step back into the surrounding streets and let the landmark recede. Santa Cruz connects these places with a maze of historic lanes, small squares, and sudden shade. Yes, it is popular, and yes, some corners can feel busy. But turn down a quieter street, keep your voice low near homes, and the neighborhood reveals a more intimate pace. For day one, keep the historic center together. The Alcazar, Cathedral, Giralda area, and Santa Cruz. Book major sites ahead when that option is available, then resist packing every gap. A long lunch or an unplanned courtyard stop is part of the day, not lost time. Day 2 can cross the river to Triana. Walk along the Guadalquivir, explore the neighborhood streets, and notice the shift in mood from the formal historic core. It is a good day for a deliberate, unhurried meal and an evening riverside stroll. On day 3, choose breadth or return. You might spend time in a museum, rest in a park, revisit a favorite square, or simply follow a neighborhood cafe stop with a slow walk. 3 days are enough for a strong introduction, not a mandate to see everything. A practical thought: build shade and rest into every day. Seville is walkable, but walking well means carrying water, wearing comfortable shoes, and accepting a quieter afternoon. The city becomes more enjoyable when you stop treating the warmest hours as a test of endurance. Tapas are a useful way to experience that pause. Order a few small plates rather than searching for one perfect grand meal. Gazpacho brings welcome coolness, while espinacas con garbanzo spinach with chickpeas offers a deeper, earthy flavor rooted in Andalusian cooking. Santa Cruz feels animated around its lanes and squares. Triana has its own confident neighborhood energy across the river. In either place, be patient in small venues. Let staff set the pace, avoid blocking narrow entrances, and remember that a busy local bar is also a workplace. Spring and autumn are often the most comfortable types of season for a first visit, with milder conditions for long walks. Summer heat can be intense, so if that is when you travel, start early, seek shade, and plan a genuine afternoon break. Central Seville is best understood on foot, while public transport can help with longer stretches. Keep sacred spaces quiet, dress and behave respectfully where required, and treat residential streets as people's daily environment, not merely a scenic route through someone else's home. The takeaway is simple. Let Seville unfold between its great landmarks. Look closely at its layered architecture, give neighborhoods time, and let tapas and shade shape the day. Thanks for listening, and wherever you wander next, leave room for a second look. Goodbye!